If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there. Welcome to the Gardener's World magazine Sow Along series, the podcast that inspires you to grow more from seed.
If you like the idea of having vases and arrangements full of homegrown cut flowers, then straw flowers are for you. These easy-to-grow annuals make a vibrant addition to borders and pots. But it's as cut flowers, both fresh and dried, that they really come into their own. Hello, I'm Catherine Mansley, digital editor at Gardener's World magazine. And I rediscovered straw flowers fairly recently, but now that I have, I wish I'd found them sooner. Known by a dizzying array of names, their common names hint at their brilliance as cut flowers. They're often called paper daisies or straw flowers because their petals, which are actually bracts, are naturally quite dry in texture and rustle like paper if you brush them with your fingers. These sturdy bracts also mean they make really long-lasting cut flowers. And this is one of the reasons for their other common name of everlasting flowers. The other reason they're known as everlasting flowers is because they dry really well. Unlike sunflowers, which shrivel and wilt when cut, straw flowers, or everlasting flowers, hold their shape and colour really well when dried. Simply cut the stems just before the flowers have opened, ideally first thing in the morning. Then strip off some of the lower leaves before tying them into bunches and hanging them upside down somewhere cool, dark and well ventilated. It takes about 3 weeks for them to dry. You'll know when they are because the stems will feel dry. Just be gentle, as the stems can become a little brittle. But if you're careful, they will last, if not forever, certainly longer than any fresh flower. To add to the plethora of common names, straw flowers are one of the many plants whose botanical name has changed. It was originally called Helichrysum, and is still called that by many, myself included, even though it was renamed as Xerochrysum decades ago. When I first came across straw flowers, or everlasting flowers, many years ago, I didn't like the brash colours, and dried flowers were surely something only Miss Havisham kept. Back then, it felt like it was only old men growing everlasting flowers on their allotments. But times have changed, and just like dahlias have made a stratospheric comeback out of the allotment and into our flowerbeds, I feel like the timing is perfect for straw flowers to have their moment in the sun. They tap into the desire for sustainability and the boom in craft projects perfectly. I love cut flowers and wouldn't want to give them up, either for myself or as gifts for others. But I was horrified when I discovered the huge carbon footprint of a shop-bought bouquet that's been flown halfway around the world. I don't want to give up cut flowers altogether, and switching to plastic flowers, which I know will be magnets for dust and then end up in landfill, doesn't feel like a good switch. But homegrown cut flowers, especially ones that can be dried so they last well after summer has faded, tick lots of boxes from a sustainability perspective. And dried flowers no longer conjure up the rustle of Miss Havisham's petticoats. Instagram is awash with creators using dried flowers in innovative and beautiful ways. One of my favourites is Olga Pinku, who creates embroidery using dried flowers. Her creations are just one of the many gorgeous ways that dried flowers are being used now that they're definitely having a comeback. And trendy florists have absolutely fallen back in love with straw flowers. So if now is the time for straw flowers to have their moment in the sun, how do you actually grow them? Well, thankfully, they're very easy to grow from seed. And moment in the sun is an appropriate term, as straw flowers come from Australia, so they love sun, sun, and more sun, and free-draining soil. You can simply sow seeds direct outside where you want them to grow once the weather has warmed up. Or you can sow undercover in small pots or trays to plant out later. This means you can get started earlier and you'll have flowers sooner. And with a second sowing, you can have flowers for even longer. Once they're established in the ground, you won't even need to water them unless the summer is super hot and dry. If you're growing them for cutting, you can embrace the old ways and grow them on your veg plot or allotment in neat rows to make them easy to pick. And there they'll help attract pollinating insects to your edible crops. But they will also be just as happy in your flower beds, where they make a vibrant filler in between shrubs and perennials. And they'll grow well in pots. If you're not planning to cut them, their bright daisy-like flowers in an array of colours make an incredibly cheerful container display in a sunny spot. As with all containers, they will need watering, but they're more forgiving than many annuals if, like me, you're a little forgetful with your watering. Gardeners have long been able to feel smug as they walked past the supermarket aisles of imported vegetables and herbs wrapped in plastic, knowing they had delicious homegrown vegetables growing at home. And that smugness steps up a level if you can bypass the buckets of plastic-wrapped bouquets by the supermarket door, in the knowledge that your garden can hold the key to homegrown cut flowers. So, whether you're looking to add a little extra flower power to your borders, create a colourful container, or grow your own flowers for cutting and maybe even for drying and arranging, the straw flower is a great place to start. Love growing from seed? You get free seeds with the March, April and May issues of BBC Gardeners World magazine. Get your copy in stores or at magsdirect.co.uk. Our May issue also includes our 2-for-1 Gardens entry card and guide, giving you discounted entry to hundreds of gardens across the UK.